Corey Days is recorded with a live chat audience. Sunday, Monday, Corey Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey Days. Corey Day, what a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me, those Corey Days. No scoops. No scoops.
I was waiting for the cut.
Hey, guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 19th of August. Oh, my stars, 2021. It is Thursday. We're talking Star Wars, and we have got our good buddy, our boy, down south, Corey Van Dyke.
You know, I've never heard the live studio audience in the beginning before. I love that. And also, I just realized, too, that we started doing these last August, so I guess it's been a year, which is weird. But that's the fastest year of my life. Here we are. Still doing it.
Still going. Still going. I did the studio audience thing live, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. Perfect.
Again, it's like poetry, so if they rhyme.
See? It's beautiful.
Amazing.
I got some new little sound bites going on.
Okay.
So
interesting. So we have a reamp going on here. Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited, but you know.
Hopefully it'll work.
It's so perfect.
You're surprised, yeah?
Better work, man.
You have every sentence now.
And this is the people just listening to the podcast version.
Dude.
So sorry about that. But listen, I can tell you, if you're not watching the YouTube version, if you're just listening, the clips are very amusing to at least two people.
Yeah, 100%. If it's just for us, that's good enough. You know, that reminded me of that Bad Batch clip. I totally forgot that Finnick was just chucking people off of buildings and left and right.
Oh, she was all over the shop. But if you like don't get in the comments and complain about the little clips and stuff, because honestly,
this is a battle I do not think that we can win.
Stupid.
See, this is the thing, and we'll talk about this in a little bit because we've got Dave Filoni talking about Luke Skywalker just hit the internet today. We'll watch that in 2 secs. But this is how I work it out.
Yeah.
I feel like even if people don't like the clips, like we're enjoying it enough to make up for like the positivity, the glee that is gleaned just by us. You know, so, you know.
100%.
And honestly, if you don't like it, you idiot.
I have a funny story about that particular line because you did that while Aubrey was here. So every now and then, if I say something, she will say that to me in your accent.
And
that's quite funny. So thank you for that.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Shall we watch this clip? This is in sizzle, for the Disney Gallery, the Mandalorian finale. How does Star Wars, when it comes to these creative meetings at the Disney Plus offices, when it comes to handing out opening titles or documentary name series things? Did Kathleen get there late or what? Because she didn't get the best, the pick of the crop, you know, like the Avengers behind the scenes thing is called like Avengers Assembled or Marvel Assembled. And it's like, oh, play on words.
Yeah. Nothing like Disney Gallery, Star Wars, the Mandalorian Gallery.
If we have to live through the Disney Gallery, so should everyone, you know? I want Disney Gallery 101 Dalmatians. Cop that, Emma Stone.
Do you think they'll ever do a behind the scenes for the gallery?
Oh, that would be good.
Yes, it would be great.
I would be in that. But I just, you know, I don't want to get too upset. But it's not much of a name. That's all I'm saying. But it is much of a series. I do love it. So much like every new program on Disney Plus, once I get through the menu screen and the opening titles with that R, we're good to go, buddy. We're good to go. All right, let's go. Got this queued up. We've got about 49 seconds of hard Filoni. Ignite the green.
This job is great in so many ways.
You can hear that, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think people think the job is great because we get to tell the story, because we do these effects, because we get these experiences, because we go to Celebration, right? But also great is just standing on the side and watching somebody. You know, again, like I said, I saw the child inside John that he experienced Star Wars. I sit there with Peyton. You see your crew just staring at Mark, and you realize they're remembering what it meant to them. And you realize that you've been a part of constructing something that's giving that experience to people, this good feeling, which fundamentally Star Wars should deliver a good feeling, an uplifting feeling in you and your family, your kids, whatever.
Ah! That bloody Disney gallery. It is a nice logo. It is a well typeset logo. I do have to they've laid it out well. There's a metaphor I could make, but I will not.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Got to keep it clean. Got to keep it clean. I do have to give a shout out to our Cass, who says, "Oh, the clips are spicy. We need them. They are our only hope." Christian would like to know, when are you guys going to talk about the Sabine Wren casting rumors? When are we going to talk about it, Corey?
Never.
Ooh. No.
No.
Really? Never?
I don't know such things.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. Before we get into your thoughts, Corey, I do have to say there was one line.
You see your crew.
This, I've got it perfectly. This is going to become a bite. This, can someone edit this into some like LA mid-90s gangster rap? This line.
With Peyton, you see your crew.
You see your crew. Love it. He's thugged out under that cowboy hat. Did you know that?
You didn't notice?
He's a...
OG. I love the line where he's talking about how it's so, like, for them, they get to watch this character that they grew up with, and then all of a sudden they're just right, like, Luke is right in front of them all of a sudden. So for them, it's a completely different experience than any of us because they're there in the moment. They actually see them shooting that. They see Luke in the robes. Like, I can't imagine what that feeling must be like.
Yeah, just to see like one of the classic characters return in their Jedi robes, like on set.
Yeah, it's.
It must be. Especially, you know, Luke. You know, I did.
Well, and Mark Hamill doing it too.
I don't know if you know this, Corey.
Yeah.
But I had a pretty good time with it.
I figured. Yeah, I love seeing Mark in there. You know, that's cool. Cause I remember when they talked about the scene, there was a lot of the behind the scenes shots of the other guy who played Luke. So obviously, you know, he's not going to do all the stunts and whatnot. I think those were just for the test shots.
I think that actor's name is not Sebastian Stan. I think that's what he's listed as under. But that this shot, like actually seeing, he's actually got a bit of sheave about him in this paused screen. It's doing him no favors.
He has this interesting walk as he's coming in. Have you noticed the walk?
I hope he notices that the train tracks he's about to run into.
Yeah, right.
There's like an episode of the Roadrunner taking place here at the same time. And his little mark, his little duct tape mark down the bottom. Mark has a mark.
Mark has a mark. I love it. Yeah.
We're on fire today, Corey.
I love how the lightsabers are lit up on set. That's really cool. Yeah.
That is sick, especially like in The Force Awakens when they were doing those really close Kylo and Rey saber battling scenes in the snow, like having the real snow. Hey, practical effects, buddy.
Oh, yeah, real sets, practical effects.
What's changed, Corey?
Everything's changed, but nothing's changed. And that's the way you want it to be, really.
That is the way I want it to be. That is how I want my life to be, actually.
As it should be. I do feel like practical sets are probably really cool. So it makes sense to implement all that. And it's cool that they actually built the set for this scene. I didn't realize. I thought it was the volume. So it's cool to see that this is actually a Imperial hallway that they built.
Braxton poses an excellent question.
Oh, right.
Why is R2 green? Ignite the green, R2. What? Why is that?
That's kind of disturbing. I don't like it.
Is it because the Jedi, I don't know, but because it depends who's on set. Because you know how they kept secret that it was Luke?
Yeah.
So, and they say it was like Plo Koon or something?
Yeah, Plo Koon.
So maybe they got in a green Plo Koon-ish colored R2, by the way.
Do you think, since it's green, I mean, they could technically just fill in the blues in post-production?
They could do, you know, if they've got like an R2-D2 scanned, they can just like...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, George loved his CGI R2, although it did look quite real. In the but I feel like the only that must be just to throw off those dastardly scoopers, yeah,
probably. You know how they can be.
I like it because they come in, yeah. Wait there, Corey. Wait there.
All right, I guess I am just taking over the show again. Let's see the comments. Yeah, I think it does have something to do with green screening as well. That would make a lot of sense.
Hope you fill time well.
I did.
All right. So they come in looking for their scoop. Huh? Oh, the little thing just fell off it. Wait there. I've definitely got a clip for that one. It's brand new. We just got it. It's like 2 weeks ago.
I remember you used it. I was there. It's broken already.
Oh, the whole thing is actually quite broken.
Wow. That's just the power I have.
God, I
show it to me. He can't take it.
I hope Jackie's not watching. I'll get a text. Not the scooper. can we just get this out on Twitter that I'm doing a live stream with Corey, right? And that I just broke a scooper on the show.
You did.
And let people make of the, you know, they can work out. They can put the pieces together.
It's poetic. Was that
upsetting for you? Did that remind you of your former internet life when the scooper broke?
No, it's like that.
Did you have solidarity with the scoopers of all types?
I feel like that's what really ended it, is that's like, it's very symbolic. So it's good that it broke.
All right, but I put it back together. So that's symbolic as well.
Right. And it's different now, though. It's not a scooper anymore. It's just, it's what used to be a scooper. So in a way, it rhymes.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Come on.
Again, it's like poetry. So if they rhyme.
You got it. I wasn't ready for that. I'm very sorry. I was left in total shock.
Buddy, welcome, buddy.
So it's all good. It is all good.
Somebody says, I like to see some fan art with Steel holding a scooper like a lightsaber. I would love it.
Thank you, Daniel. I'll ask Harry to do it tonight. Okay, Josh says, it's because they use blue screen and it's easier to switch R2 back to blue in post.
I still think it's to throw people off, because why wouldn't you just use like an actual R2 at that point? Unless they're, I don't know what the science is to that.
Well, this is the topic in Star Wars that is tearing the fandom apart. Why the green, R2? Why the green? Should I make stickers? Why the green?
You absolutely should. And you'll probably get more shots of him in the... They might actually talk about it in the behind-the-scenes thing.
Hey, let's open up about it. Yeah. I feel like I should, like if I ever see Dave Filoni and he's like sitting down somewhere, I'll do this. Dave Filoni, Green R2. Let's talk about it. Open up.
He'll be like, after a 17-hour day, just sitting there looking at you, wondering what you're talking about. Like, at this point, he won't even remember shooting that.
He'll be just like, oh, not you again. And you're with that Ahsoka guy. Oh. Wow, that I'm not flexible enough to sit on that seat backwards, by the way, everyone. So if anyone's expecting some deepened frank chats with me in a schoolroom type scenario.
Every time I see Dave at a convention or something, since I interviewed him so far back when my podcast was called Wolfpack, every time I see him, he looks at me and just goes, Wolfpack. Like, that just points to me. It's great.
Tom Chalton says, I think Josh is correct. If they have got a green lightsaber, they want to use a blue screen. If they are keying out the blue, R2's blues key out as well. Hey, man, that is so confusing that I'll have to believe you, because
I don't know.
It's so many like triple negatives and stuff. It's interesting, though, the overall topic of the clip about Star Wars should leave you with a good feeling. It's this bizarre thing. Then when anything good in Star Wars happens, there is like, oh, but remember when it was bad?
Right.
Remember, like, I've got this metaphor that it's like, you know, you're in high school and your girlfriend or boyfriend cheats on you, and then you get back together, but you just keep reminding them of it all the time.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was such a nice walk in the park. Yeah, it's a good thing you didn't, like, hook up with Billy while we were walking. It's like, dude, 3 years ago. What are you going on about? And the metaphor is, or the message I hope we are getting across, is that if you are going to move along in this relationship, you do have to let some things go. And it's not easy, because I have walked out of a Star Wars film not with that good feeling. But since then, I have received just a plethora, like in the 90s, that would have been a decade's worth of Star Wars good feelings since then. So,
you sound like Dave Filoni now. Now you've become the master.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I totally see what he's saying. I think everyone was feeling it when everyone saw Luke, of course. Yeah, but I think it's selective on what you what I guess whatever you take from. Even something like Rise of Skywalker, I could walk out of it.
I'm not here to name names. I think it's the same. I think it's the same if you didn't like The Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sure. You know, I have great respect for people that just went, oh, that wasn't my thing, and I'm going to hang out for the next one. Oh, I like the next one. That was good. And then there's this TV show like that too.
Right.
So they're not like – there is a lot of this stuff, and some of it's not going to click for you. But it's just the – I don't know, the resentment. Like it's like when you see that clip of Filoni talking, I already like do fan fiction of people just like, well, Ben didn't feel good, or I didn't feel good when Luke died, or do you know what I mean? Like any which way you go. And I just like, listen, harbor that resentment, but bury it deep down inside. That's where it belongs. Just let it simmer until you crack like Frank Costanza.
Wow, we're going deep today. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, with the Seinfeld reference, is that deep?
That's right. Some deep cuts. Interesting comments for sure.
This is a good comment.
That's right, a great one. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I am the more Luke. Listen, Corey.
Yes.
I'm going to speak openly and honestly to you.
As opposed to not.
Yeah. Yes.
Got
yes.
it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Like, okay. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. Right. Yes. A lot of the time I am lying to you. Okay.
Okay.
Like that conclusion you jump to, you're right to.
Excellent.
Because I often lie to you, Corey. Like when before the show, when I said, oh, the background looks really good you've got there, I didn't think that. In fact, I thought the opposite. Also, I've just looked at my background. I was like, oh, dude.
You. At least I have some like organization. There's nothing going on back
here. That's no organization. That's nothing. Oh, I've organized the void.
That's right.
Look how neat a void is neat, my definition.
Exactly. So it's technically organized. It's just, it is without me doing anything. I have solved everything. Can I not put a? Can this not be like? Oh, I can though.
No.
Sorry.
There's a way to put a green screen on here.
Really?
I'm about to top you now.
All right. Well, all I have to say to that is
hopefully it'll work.
That was good. Come on.
Let's see.
Where are you going to go?
Oh, it didn't do it. Okay.
It looks like, I don't know if it's just my eyes. It looks like you've green screened, but your background is actually your back. Like that would be the best.
Weird. I don't know what happened.
Before the show, you took a photo of your void and made that your green screen. That is good. I want to do that. Send me a photo. Next time we can both be in the room together.
It's legitimately not working anymore. Oh, it's because I have to have a green screen behind me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can't you just do it and it looks bad? That's better, because all green screen looks bad anyway.
I will say I put something behind me now and it says a well-lit green screen or blue screen is required.
What colored R2 droid would you have though? Oh my stars.
Oh,
see, now we're living it, man.
Again, it's like poetry, so if they rhyme.
We are living it. Oh my god. We're literally creating that right now. Let's test that theory. Hold on. I have a helmet right here. It's blue. Oh.
Oh, wait. Whoa.
Uh-oh. See, that's the background there.
Oh, there's a piano.
Look at that. It's a whole house.
Why have you got that?
It's just one of the defaults. But then if we switch it to green screen mode... Look, it's just like R2. And we hit blue.
Ah, okay. That's cool.
There we go. All right. So we've now demonstrated for everyone.
All right.
Good content.
This is why we do it.
Ah, that's great.
Oh, someone says that's an Airbnb background. That's an expensive. Where are you staying, Ronan, in your Airbnb? I need a piano. Like, do you tick? Is there a little box? You know, you tick all the things like pool, Wi-Fi, and stuff. Is there one for? I'm gonna need a piano.
Can I put green R2 as the background, and then you know what's funny? Last year, someone did this on StreamYard with that background. And I legitimately thought he was in that house. So I didn't realize till like 30 minutes into the conversation when I was like, wow, no one's moving back there at all. And then I realized it was a background. Yeah.
Wow.
Peak pandemic moments.
Right, you must be dazzled when you come to LA and see all those billboards. It's like the Rock's up there, but he's not moving.
It's quite a sight.
He's bigger in real life. Got to tell you. Hey,
we're like Mythbusters right now.
The Bad Batch, Corey.
The Bad Batch.
Finale. Yeah. What did you think? What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. It was fun. I liked, I think it works a lot when you put the two episodes together because they're meant to be a whole episode. I liked it a lot. Yeah, it was fun. Hate Crosshair. Like, he just sucks. Like, it's like we were talking about early in the season where you were like, if his chip's not making him like do anything, he's just the jerk. He's the worst. He really is the worst.
This is a vibe check.
He is a vibe check. But at the end, this is the thing. I went in with low expectations. Like, I was just like, I'm just going to watch this like it's, you know, cartoon, whatever. I'll have good fun once a week. But hey, they're the expectations to go in with. I've got to tell you, because by the end, I was like knitted in to these characters, even the droid that like I hated on sight. I was like, no!
Oh, no! Yeah.
And I had a really, really, really good time. Now, I checked out today the Star Wars, what do they call it? This Week in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I was sort of like, I had a bit of, you know, as I was typing away, needed a video. So I thought, I'll put this on. I'm not normally a big fan of the, you know, the Star Wars produced stuff because it's just, it's quite scripted. So it's like, do you know what I mean? And it's not for me because I already, you know all this sort of stuff. But credit where credit's due, buddy. They had this little interview with the Bad Batch writers, which had a cool little section. And this is what they, you know, this is the stuff I like that they do because it's the stuff that no one else can do.
Yeah.
Here we go. So I've got a little clip. Let's bang this bad boy up.
Oh, it's her.
Of your scientific talents, the Empire has big things planned for you.
What fans see at the end of season one, even though the cities on Kamino have been destroyed, the ramifications of that action will play out a bit in season.
Now, look at her background, Corey. It's like, I know like Lucasfilm's up in San Francisco, but that's very foggy. That is very, very, very foggy. So I don't get it. Like, cough up for an air conditioner or a demystifier, Kathleen. Please look after Jennifer, who's you can barely like see through the mist to make it to her keyboard each day, obviously.
I'm not going to say how much, but a little bit of time has passed before we get to.
All right. So there's a little tidbit.
Mm.
A little bit of time has passed.
Figured.
So that's one thing. We're going to see some ramifications of the destruction of Kamino. I wonder what that could be. Could the Camino and the leftover ones be out for vengeance?
I feel like they're all dead.
This is a vibe check.
I would, however, love the idea of having like 100 different Camino people with blasters and the very long necks just running up to like that base. That sounds very entertaining to me.
What about if, you know, they created Boba Fett, right? Is that right?
They did, yeah.
Okay, well, just help me out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the Kaminoians go to Boba Fett, 100 of them, and he laces them up with these backpacks with rocket blasters on them? That'd be pretty sick. Good callback, Star Wars reference.
I would love the Camino people to be in that, though. It's just 100 of those. And Boba's in the middle leading it. Oh, wow. Make it happen.
What about if the Kaminoians, they start making their own Boba Fetts, but because they don't have the right, like, cylinders, they don't come out right like this.
Oh, no. Stop. Put it away.
Put it away now.
That's just a headache. When I see it, it just gives me a headache, like genuine suffering.
Okay. Sorry, mate. Sorry. Wait there. I might be able to give you a headache. Wait there.
Kaminoans.
Look. Bang. Look, Corey with a headache. He's got his beanie on.
Seems to be some separation there.
All right, let's see what's happening in the chat over here. Christian Porter's helping me out there.
Kaminoans.
John says, Baver is a good interviewer. So, so what did you think anyway? What did you think?
About what they said? I mean,
No, about the whole thing. Because you're Clone Wars Corey.
Yeah.
I feel like your excitement for it and my excitement for it were on parallel, like opposing graphs. You were less into it as it went on and I got more into it. Would that be fair to say, Corey?
I towards the middle, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, I still really enjoyed it. Like, I liked the first half a lot and I liked the second half a lot. If we split into thirds, I like the first and third half the most. The middle part is where I was a bit like, about. But I really enjoyed seeing more stuff with the clones and putting Rex in there. And I even liked the finale being like a team effort thing that they all had to get out of this thing together. And, you know, we got some more character development with Tech. I think my only issues with the series as a whole is that I do feel like Echo and Tech are just kind of there. And there's not like...
Especially Echo.
Echo's just, he's just there. It's sucks.
Did Echo talk in the last episode?
I think he said 3 sentences and that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very brief though. And he talked very fast. And then for the rest of the time, he was just like obnoxiously looking everywhere. But other than that, I like the series for what it was. I definitely think season 2 is going to be more along the lines of what I thought it would be. So more like a clone uprising or, you know, stuff like that. But I liked it for what it was. I think it was fun. I don't think it's as good as the Clone Wars, but I think it was a lot of fun. I liked it a lot. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Oh, it's as good as the Clone Wars, buddy. I like the, the possibility of, and I like the storyline of the clones realizing that they're yesterday's news now. Like they're just getting disposed of, like 100%. Like an out of date, like computer or something in an office. They're just like, bleh.
I guess I would say it's kind of It's kind of on par.
Sorry, Dan Grievous. Yeah. At least the smell is gone. Echo, classic line. I didn't realize that was him.
That's all he says in the finale.
I think maybe the problem is that when Echo says anything, I just listen to it and don't think about who it came from.
Yeah.
It's just something that's said.
Right.
Like, well, it's not like something that only Echo could say.
I think the thing with Echo that I'm kind of sad about is because he was the original, like, you know, he's from the Clone Wars. He was there from season one. I was hoping they would definitely give him more of a highlighted role, but he's just there. Especially after they rescued him and all that. They made such a big deal of bringing Echo back in the Clone Wars that, yeah, he's just kind of there. So I hope season two gives him a lot more character development.
He could smell like a field of flowers, a hamburger. He could smell so many things in the Star Wars universe. An Ugnaught. I can smell an Ugnaught. That's what he's known for. But Ronan says, it's tough following the Siege of Mandalore and two great seasons of The Mandalorian. But that's my point, Ronan.
Yeah.
Not when you're just like, bleh. I just don't see how also you can't put live action Mandalorian to me, in my mind, because I'm such a live action person.
Yeah.
You can't. I just think it's an unfair comparison.
Yeah. It's a tough comparison because one, you get to. I think story is a little more tight with live action too, because you only have so many episodes. Yeah, that was interesting. I think Hot Toys and Lego and Hasbro and all these companies were using a lot of concept art from Bad Batch. So all the toys that we saw don't really match up for that reason.
Just for those listening, Michael Nip said, disappointed we never got Echo with different attachments for his arm. I think that too. Do you know who Trapjaw is, Corey?
Well, it sounds very familiar, but no.
He's a Masters of the Universe character, one of the OGs. And he had an arm that you could unplug. He had a gun. And then he had a hook.
Yes.
That was pretty sick. So, I would like a bit of... I got to say, have you seen that new Suicide Squad movie?
I have, yeah.
The way that guy built his guns? Yeah. That was really cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. That gun had more character development than Echo did.
Ooh. But could it smell? That's what I want to know. All right. So here's some good sizzle coming up for those that are into this sort of thing. And Corey.
I haven't seen this, so yeah.
I know you're into this sort of thing. You ready?
Yeah. To the beginning, season two. And how that affects the whole season is going to be really fascinating. We will see some new characters. We will also see some familiar faces that we haven't seen before. And I better stop there. I better not say anything else.
He better stop there, Corey, before he starts listing them.
Yeah, I feel like he said the same thing for season one. He was very correct. So I'm excited to see. Yeah, I mean...
Am I watching a video from a year ago? That would be embarrassing.
I don't think so. That'd be funny, though. I hope not, since they showed finale footage. Yeah, I'm excited to see.
This is like when you didn't know that was that guy's house or not. So I'm up for more Bad Batch. What do you think of Omega, Corey? What's going on with Omega?
I love Omega. She's awesome. It's cool that they were able to make a kid character, like, not annoying at all. She's written in such a fantastic way. Yeah. I didn't know what to think when the trailer first came out. At first I was like, oh boy. And then watching the series, she's great. Yeah.
I was sort of numb to it. I when I saw her, I was like, I'm going to have to watch around it sort of thing.
Yeah.
But, oh my god! Like their last two kids characters, old Grogu and Omega.
It's cool that she doesn't trip over boxes and all that now. That's definitely I'm glad they've added some improvement in that field.
dude, I don't want to see anyone trip over ever again in Star Wars.
It's rough. Yeah.
The only person I'd like to see trip over in Star Wars is you, Corey.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something. Very likely, I think. Yeah, no more tripping over. Just walk. Please. Just
walk. Don't run. Just walk.
All right. Well, Dan Grievous says, I have loved Omega since day one. Well, it's not a competition, Dan. We're not here for an Omega off.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And Robbo, just with this is like quintessential Robbo right here. Sure, you can compare to live action, but why do cartoons get to be less good? I thought it was good. I thought it was like,
yeah. I don't think that's the point that you're making. I think it's like its own category, really. You know,
and also for people that love animation, it is like that's their favorite bit. Like, do you know what I mean? So
yeah. I mean, all in all, I really like Bad Batch. I'm excited for season two. It was fun to be able to watch it weekly. They brought Cad Bane in it, you know, back from Clone Wars. So there was like more good episodes than, you know, kind of not like, I don't want to say filler, but like slower ones. So I mean, they had some really powerful moments with the characters, and I think season two is going to be even better.
Robbo says, I like how the heroes keep bringing a child into firefights and war zones. Well, that's what Star Wars is all about. Really.
Have to. It's like every series, there's always a kid now with someone going straight into the fight. Yeah.
Let's just suss out some other little Star Wars tidbits. Oh, Jason Buono is here with a super chat. And he says, is this a Star Wars podcast? Not enough Star Wars swag in the background. Well, Corey does have a lot, but he's got his green screen on. And yes, he's got like a plain.
That's right. This is all a green screen.
All right.
Remember that.
There's an Ewok. Oh, wait, he's not even in shot. There you go.
There's
some Ewoks. Corey's got his helmet.
I got a helmet.
I just feel like for the super chat, we need to.
I can do an unboxing. I have a comic book in here.
Oh, excellent! I've got a picture of Toro Calican.
Very nice. See, now we're bringing out all our goodies. Thank you, Jason. Let's see if I can unbox this here.
Oh wait, Toro's not in the shop. What the hell?
Wow, there's so much tape on this box. Oh, hear that? Yes, this won't happen today. I do have a piano. It's green screened out right now.
So. Look at this, Jason Buono, another satisfied viewer. Lol, fixed, well done. Bang.
Good. See? Amazing. That our job is done. Oh, here we go. Tape's coming off now, Steele.
Scintillating.
Let's see. I'll be honest, I'm not sure what I ordered. So we'll find out in time. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah.
All right. This is Corey trying to open this comic book. I can't get this off. I I got a quip for everything.
I wasn't sure if that was happening in real time or what was going on. You have a question. What can I help you with?
Open the comic!
It's hard, man. They've really done a good job with this. So much tape. Talk to me about other things.
All right, let's go over on StarWarsNews.net. They've got a rumor that John Boyega could be starring in a Disney Plus Finn series. It's a very light rumor. It's from the hashtag show. And the writer does state in the recipe for reading this article, have a glass of water and take it with a grain of salt.
Love it.
So
I did it. I got it open.
Would you be up for a Finn series?
Yeah.
And where would you want it before? Where in between which film?
I would want to jump around. So it would be cool to see the backstory of how he got to be a stormtrooper. I think that'd be really cool. And then I would jump, do a time jump after Rise of Skywalker and make him a Jedi. That's what I would do. I think that'd be a very good idea. I actually think they could do a lot for the sequel trilogy characters post Rise of Skywalker. You don't have a lot to, you know, you have a completely open field there. You don't have to really mess with the legacy characters, and you just, yeah, let's see, why not?
Yeah, I think it would, I would like it to be after the Rise of Skywalker. I would put the kibosh on your flashback scenes. I would burn those sets down. Because I just don't want to get too dredged into, like, we've got Boba Fett coming, and listen, this is a Saunders lock right here. It's got flashbacks, okay?
Yeah.
The suit is the tell. And also it's just too juicy a story not to go into. Whereas, like, Finn pre The Force Awakens, it's, you know, as Robbo start, where has he got this comment? Robbo states, he was kidnapped, dude. That's the flashback. But yeah, I would, that would be pretty sick. If he was training to be a Jedi, I would like that. That would definitely, I was hesitant for any post Rise of Skywalker content for a little bit. But if this, you know, if they do it right, Corey.
Yeah.
Then it could rise, along with the Rising Skywalker, my appreciation of the film could also rise. Because, yeah, you know, when it worked in things from the film. But is Lucasfilm game enough to write anything after Rey looks into those twin sons? Like, it's,
yeah, I don't think so.
Like they even stepped over, I don't think, at all. There was going to be like an ID4 comic, and late in the writing of it, it got switched to pre. Like, they had to tell the story pre Rise of Skywalker.
Really?
Yeah. So they do seem, and rightly so, hesitant to just say, this is what happens next. And I feel like they should only do it when it's for something. Like, I feel like only, I need to see moving images if they're going to do it. Do you know what I mean? I want to see moving images. They can be, I'd prefer them not to be animated.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like they're so focused on the Mando verse, if you will, with Mando and Ahsoka and whatever else they're going to do. And then, like, they obviously have, you know, with Andor and Kenobi, I mean, all of that kind of fits into it. I don't see them going in the direction of any sequel trilogy stuff right now. I don't think that's their focus, nor should it really be. I mean, that was their focus for, you know, 7 years. So why, yet we've kind of shifted to a different era now. I do think, like, maybe in 10 years from now, they could start doing more sequel trilogy stuff, but I don't feel like now is the right time to do it.
Michael Knipp poses a good question. Is the Patty Jenkins film post The Rise of Skywalker?
I don't know.
Like, I can't even remember now. Was the X-Wing old or new? Maybe she got into the X-Wing.
It was a Resistance X-Wing, yeah.
Yeah. Because now I'm remembering. I'm like, oh, Rogue Squadron, Wedge.
Yeah.
But then the fighter was a Resistance one.
Right.
Is that like a tell? Is that a hint?
Probably. I mean, maybe. It could literally just be like a production thing where they had an X-Wing put it there for the announcement. Who knows? I don't know. It's like the mystery of the green R2 droid. We don't know yet.
Oh, it's not that controversial. Not yet. Anyway. What else have we got here before we...
I got this. Let me show you.
Okay. You have opened it?
I finally opened it. I finally did it. Yes. It's a Darth Vader comic right here. Look at that. Look at that. We got the Inquisitors on the cover.
Oh, nice.
I just thought it'd be cool to have an issue with some of the Inquisitors on it. So, yeah.
Tight. Did you hear that Kira's coming?
Yes.
She's in a comic. Now, she's in a comic between... All right, here's a little quote. She's got Star Wars Crimson Reign. I think it's like a 6-issue deal. It says, while Kira plays a huge part in the War of the Bounty Hunters, the event is really a Boba Fett story. I have a bigger story I'm going to tell with Kira and Crimson Dawn, and it's all connected to the reason she kicked things off in the War of the Bounty Hunters in the first place. You'll learn more about that in the closing pages of War of the Bounty Hunters number 5, out in October. And I think fans have no idea how exciting this and new this story will feel. This War of the Bounty Hunters comic thing, it's just zero buys. Like, from the people that read it, like, I feel like I get the vibe it's a story that's told really well.
Yeah. But
it's just egregious to my Star Wars feelings. Like, that, spoiler alert, everyone, that Boba Fett loses Han Solo.
Yeah.
And then they have like an auction, and apparently like Darth Vader's at the auction.
Really? I haven't heard about this.
If I'm getting this wrong at all in the chat, please let me know. But it's too clever. Just let Boba Fett, you know, maybe he has some, you know, entanglements, but he doesn't like lose the bounty and then have to get it. It's like Luke having the yellow lightsaber. It's like just right around it. But I ignore it, so I don't dredge up these feelings.
Yeah.
Which are strong.
I think the only... I've been reading the Darth Vader comic series a lot that came out, I think, in 2015 to like 17 or something. It's right after Revenge of the Sith. And that's been really good. It's been cool to see how like he's been introduced to the Inquisitors and all of that. But yeah, I'm intrigued by this new Crimson Dawn comic series, though. I think it's another one of those things where I'm just like, wow, I would have loved to have seen that on screen. Mm. But yeah, I'm intrigued. Kira, you know, Kira's there. It's an interesting twist. Yeah, I'm excited to see what that's about for sure.
Yeah, I like that whole, like, that's a very interesting side of Star Wars, the Crimson Dawn, and
yeah.
But this Han Solo auction.
Like, did you see?
Is Sand Suite going to be there placing a bid?
they should actually do that. Did you see that Emilia Clarke talked about it too? And she was talking about how cool it is that she's in a comic and all this stuff. Because she's working on a comic herself, so I think she has like a big appreciation for them.
What do you reckon about these shots fired, Corey? Robbo, it's pretty rich to hear Clone Wars Corey say they need to give a particular era of Star Wars a break.
Oh, it's not even that I think they should give it a break. It's that I think they don't want to touch it. like I would be totally down to see all that stuff. I think, like you said, I don't think they want to touch any of that right now.
Hey, guess what, Corey? One Marvel fan loves the comics.
Hey, I like some of them too. It just depends on which run it is.
I just like that his username, or their username, sorry, is so honest.
Very honest. Yes. I love
it. He's the number one Marvel fan.
That's right. Always in the chat. Love him.
Shockingly, I've never stolen a Wars.
Huh?
Steel Wars.
Oh, I see. Wow. Ignore that one.
Add it to the list. Hey, all right. Visions trailer, Corey.
Visions, yeah.
What'd you make of that, buddy?
I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I mean, it's just fun. It looks fun. It's going to be cool. It's cool to drop in all the episodes on one day, too. That'll be exciting to just check them all out. That it makes me think they're pretty short episodes, so I think that's why they're doing it. But yeah, I'm excited. To me, it almost gives me the vibe of like a Star Wars What If series, right? It's not canon, so they can do whatever they want. And the cast list is stacked. So hey,
they got Doogie Howser in there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting. I like the lightsaber had like 17 lightsabers on it and spun around. That was funny. I'm excited.
I would like it, but it'd probably just like snap off like this thing.
You'll 100% if you used it. Yeah.
No buys.
Yeah.
No buys. Interesting you bring up that the what if, and
yeah,
the second one is so much better than the first one because
oh yeah,
the first one just seemed like we were watching a movie that we'd seen with different like it was the same story, just
it
with
didn't
the characters.
Feel that creative. Yeah
But then the next one is like it's a total like a shake-up, like that was super cool, but I do like how it seems like they're going to like link up in some fashion.
Yeah. They're going to do some like Avengers thing.
Do you think there's a chance that like, cause I'm bummed that they're going to be so short. Like, I feel like I'm just going to watch it and just be like, and then I wish it was more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like is there a chance there's going to be like, I know they're adjacent from Star Wars canon, but there may be that some of these stories might link up and enrich the next episode, or no?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all going to be separate stories. Yeah. I don't think so.
This is a vibe check.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't really see it being more than... Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll connect. Maybe, but aren't they all in different eras?
Kind of, but what's the like? It's there is no error, really, because it's all like who knows when it happens. Yeah,
mm-mm. I think no. Some of them are like set during the prequels. Some of them are set.
But is it the prequels or just a prequel-esque setting? Because there's like it's a new time has no.
No, I remember in the panel they talked about how some of them like are right after the Rise of Skywalker, some of them are during the original trilogy. So
okay.
Yeah, I think it's all pretty separate. Yeah. But it's cool, dude. I'm excited to watch it. I know Hasbro will make... You know what I love about Marvel is like, even with What If, Hasbro's like, here's 30 What If figures. It'd be cool, man. Like all this show looks like it has such potential for cool like toys and whatnot, but I don't think we'll see anything.
Hey, give it 13 years. Just give it a nonsensical amount of years. And here we go. Let's hit it. Let's hit it. Alrighty, Corey. We've almost capped out at an hour, which is a fairly it's a solid. It's a solid amount of content.
I feel like it is, yes.
Which could mean that this show...
Long enough.
Oh, sorry. I should have said has gone for. But, wow, I fell out. at the last minute.
I just couldn't get it done. Too many clips today. It overwhelmed you.
Grasping for straws.
It looks...
I don't even remember what I was saying there. It's just like a part of the Steel Wars brand now.
Did it actually happen?
That is the question.
Did it happen? No. Okay. Corey, would you like to expose yourself to identity fraud on the internet? What's your social security number, buddy?
That's if you don't want to be me, so don't. You can find me at Corey_Wolfpack on Twitter, as well as on Instagram at Corey_Wolfpack and at The Convor Call. You can find us on YouTube at The Convor Call, where we do weekly Star Wars breakdowns and conversations and all that fun stuff. Aubrey and I did one last week. We're going to do more this coming week. We've got the Kiners coming on Monday, so that'll be fun. Talk about Bad Batch with them. And then, we'll see where we go from there.
Alrighty. And if you're watching this, hit a little subscribe. Or a little like, you know, get that going. And if you're listening to the podcast, please give us a little review on those iTunes. 5 of those stars. If you like my little Chicago sports reference t-shirt with Darth Maul, Duncan his saber, that's available at below the collar belowthecollar.com. There's a link in the show notes. Just click it. All the little Star Wars t-shirts will come up. And that will be about it, Corey. Awesome fun. Let's see if there's any.
Yeah.
Robbo says, see ya. Ronan says, great chat. One Marvel fan says, bye. May the Force be with you.
We'll see everyone next week, I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's a date, Corey.
All right.
I'll see you there. Did you see I shaved, by the way?
I did. I did too. We both were both in baby faces again. You were looking a little very, very Jesus like. Amazing.
Very good.
Very good.
Sunday, Monday, Corey days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Corey days. Corey day. What a day for YouTube. This content is out. Scoop along with me those Corey days. Just had to make sure we talked about everything in the thumbnail.
Yes.
Hey? Tick them all. Ticked them all. Thanks, Dave. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.